Many of us need our caffeine fix to get going in the morning. Some of us may overdo it.
You seem a tad wound up, buddy, and your face is greasy. Real greasy. You been up all night?
Of course I've been up all night. Not because of caffeine, it was insomnia. I couldn't stop thinking about coffee. I need a nap. Coffee time!
That's from the cartoon Futurama. Okay, so probably a little extreme, but you may have noticed more and more products advertised as having caffeine. Gum, waffles, and even hot sauce, to name just a few. That got us thinking, can you overdose on caffeine? And is this abundance of caffeine causing any problems? We called toxicologist Anna Delaney at the Carolinas Poison Center in Charlotte to find out.
Yes, we've had, over the last few years, we've had a couple of hundred overdoses per year reported to us around the state that have to do with caffeine.
Do you tie that to this rise in caffeine-injected foods and drinks?
Definitely tied to the drinks, not yet the foods, because it takes us sometimes it takes a little bit of time for us to catch on to trends. For instance, we didn't start tracking energy drinks separately until about 2010. We have seen an increase, and yes, I think it's due to the increased availability of caffeinated products.
So it is possible that we could see a similar sort of spike with these caffeine foods, too.
Absolutely. If people purchase these products and then have problems with them, or we might even get a call from the parent of a child that has just eaten one of these products, and the parents didn't realize it had caffeine, and then once they realize it has caffeine, they call us and say, is there something I need to worry about? What should I do? So some of our cases are this has happened, there's no symptoms, but what do I worry about? On up to, this is an emergency room doctor calling, and I've got a patient with this overdose, and this is what's going on with them. What do I need? How do I treat them?
So you can actually overdose on caffeine. What does it do to a person?
In large amounts. And with an adult, I'm talking about more than 1,000 milligrams of caffeine at a time. And in a child, more than 600 or so milligrams of caffeine. You can see extreme stomach upset, elevations in the heart rate. You can see heart rhythm abnormalities, seizures. Over the past two decades, we've had actually a couple of deaths reported to us that were due to caffeine.
That sounds like it's a rare thing to actually die from it.
It is pretty uncommon, and it does take a large amount, but it is possible.
You said 1,000 milligrams for an adult. Do you know how many cups of coffee that would be?
Well, the average cup of coffee has between 50 to 100
wow.
milligrams of caffeine, depending on the blend and how potent it's made. So that would be anywhere from 10 to 15 and up cups of coffee.
I certainly don't need that many cups to get going in the morning, but that sounds like an inhuman amount of coffee, but I can believe that some people out there actually drink that much. Do you have to have a certain amount in the morning? Do you drink coffee, or do you eat any of these, I think they're called wired waffles?
I am guilty of being a coffee drinker, and I usually need 2 to 3 cups a day.
Yeah, but as we talked about, that's not really going to get us close to the overdose level. So
exactly, and I know that personally, I need to stop drinking caffeine at noon. Otherwise, I will have trouble sleeping at night. And I've figured that out the hard way.
I have too. Well, thank you, Dr. Delaney. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care.
That's toxicologist Anna Delaney of the Carolinas Poison Center.